the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different effects of supplication. We mentioned a couple of effects for supplication. Now, the fourth advantage of supplication is what we are going to discuss in this very episode. The fourth advantage of supplication is believing in ourselves, is what we call self-belief and self-recognition. Under the protection of supplication, man can get rid of being distant from God. He can resort to a power which dominates everything. And by knowing the fact that the one whom is being called out, the one whom the supplicant is calling out to, that one is the absolute cause, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the one whose is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is a witness of all things. By knowing this fact and this, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is Allah's. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا, and Allah encompasses all things, one can truly have self-recognition and self-believing. That is why, in some of the supplications, we will come across such. Subhanaka yusabbihu al-khalqu kulluhum lak. O God, glory be to you. All the creatures glorify you. All the creatures live by you. Wa qama al-khalqu kulluhum bik. Wa ashfaqa al-khalqu kulluhum mink. All the creatures fear you. Wa dhara'a al-khalqu kulluhum ilayk. All the creatures beg you earnestly. In another supplication, we read, Subhanaka, خَلَقْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْكَ مَعَادُ. O God, glory be to you. You have created everything, and everything returns to you. وَبَدَأْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْكَ مُنْتَهَاهُ. You have initiated everything, and everything will end to you. وَأَنْشَأْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْكَ مَصِيرُ. You have established everything, and the fate of everything will be to you.
I remember when I first met you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil jawab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, as we said, not remembering the one who is the initiator of everything means forgetting everything, including forgetting ourselves. In such a state of mind, man has not recognized the real value of things. He has seen everything in a diverted form. He has lived confusedly. The Holy Quran deals with the significant matter of forgetting God, which is not dealt with by any school of thinking. There are numerous interpretations in the Holy Quran about the concept of forgetting God. In the Surah of Hashr, we read, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And be not like those who forsook God, so He made them forsake their own souls. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Such are the transgressors. From all these verses, these two issues come to mind. Firstly, forgetting God entails self-forgetting. And secondly, one who forgets God will be forgotten by the Almighty God as well. With a little tension, the relation between these two groups of verses will become clear. Allama Tabatabai, concerning the verse, "The day when the spirit and the angels stand in ranks," discusses the issue of soul and refers to the sacred verse in which the topic of soul is brought out. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. And they ask you about the soul. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say, the soul is one of the commands of my Lord. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have been given aught, but a little of the knowledge. Then he explains the word command, مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. He explains this word and refers to the verse, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. His command, when he intends anything, is only to say to it, be, so it is. So, God's command refers to the initiation of a power by anything which he wishes to take on life, and the soul belongs to this world of command. There is another verse interpreting soul in the Holy Quran, which we will, God willing, refer to in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.
when faith begins.